Out of breath, start at the Oberhausen gasometer, which is huge. And of course, the gasometer evokes to you breath. We spend actually some time just recording our breath in that fantastic place, in the stairs, in the corridors, in this huge room. And then, back in France, we were literally out of breath with a really strange political affair where was involved a minister, supposedly our president, Nicolas Sarkozy, and mostly the richest woman in Europe, maybe in the world, Madame Liliane Bettencourt, actually the president of the famous company L'Oréal. And at that time, some really curious, strange pirate recording have been discovered by a media, named Media Part, actually, in their investigation. And when they start putting that on the web, it creates quite a scandalous climate, especially at the beginning. I was introduced to those recordings even before they were officially online. It's really strange. Those recordings actually are a dialogue or nearly a radio play. Two persons are involved in it. Of course, Liliane Bettencourt. She's in the way the main character, and her solicitor, Patrice Demestre. And actually, in the recording I use for Out of Breath composition, we barely hear Liliane Bettencourt. Why? Because she's actually rather old. She's nearly deaf, and maybe now nearly too old to understand everything. But her solicitor, Patrice Demestre, of course, he didn't know that he was recording at that time. Those recordings are totally pirate, and supposedly they were made by the majordome of Liliane Bettencourt. But, of course, when he's speaking to Liliane Bettencourt, because she is deaf, he had to talk really clearly, really slowly, and articulate everything. You could actually download directly the PDF file in English on the translation of this dialogue. In short words, it's just dealing about how to corrupt some functionaries in the public institution, how to put your money from Switzerland to Singapore or wherever. It's definitely a good... it's how to protect your money in 10 lessons, if you want. So anyway, this thing, because of that content, was rather scandalous, as I say, and was quite a lot of comment by the press, from the right to the left. But there comes a moment where this affair was not an affair anymore. Actually, for me, it was a really, really interesting sociological mirror. And most of all, an art object, a piece of art in itself, maybe even a radio piece of art in itself, because back to the original recording, which were recording in, of course, some kind of poor condition, on piratically, it's rather surprising to see how the rhythm inside, how clear it is for this kind of recording. So the material was already there. Instead of putting a comment on another comment on being in the middle of that kind of polemic thing, because of course it was polemic, I said, no, just use it as an icon. And Liliane Bettencourt is an icon. You know this kind of icon like Andy Warhol used Elizabeth Taylor or Marilyn Monroe as an icon and reproduced his icon again and again. In a certain manner, I did that with sounds on with the iconically speaking Liliane Bettencourt. So that permits me to organize that piece in the three main parts. The first one is mostly this dialogue, so between Patrice Demestre, he's the guy that we heard most of all. Sometimes Liliane Bettencourt is saying, and you heard sometimes just a word say, sympathetic? Because she wants to know if that guy is sympathetic or nice or whatever. The second part is mostly instrumental and introduced the elements that we're recording in the gasometer. So a lot of breath, noise made with some balloon, any kind of noise, which are more or less organized on the Vox amplifier, you know, a megaphone. And finally, there's a kind of succession of names, strange name dropping, that was voiced aloud by Dana Bird in that context, in the gasometer. And actually, the name we will listen till the end are pseudonym of the web with les internautes, we said in France, with the guy who replies actually to the scandal. And at the beginning, they didn't react how scandalous it is. They say, concerning the affair, they say how scandalous it is that you, journalists, reveal such a story. But anyway, and I say it again and again, for an artist, it's just a pure piece of inspiration and just a pure object to transform. In a way, that's my only purpose. The polemic was already done. I think there was a good calendar for that. I didn't think about it before, straight away. There was this affair. Those mails were given to me by the editor of the magazine and say, don't you think that an artist could make something with that? I say, oh, yeah, you're rather right. But actually, I'm really busy now in the gasometer. And saying that, I say, okay, but I'm busy, but let's introduce that in the gasometer. Why not? We were literally out of breath for many conditions. It was extremely hot. After this heat wave, there was suddenly a tornado, a huge storm, literally a tornado. I've never seen a tornado. I grew up in front of the sea where we had a lot of tempest, but not tornado like that in the middle of Germany. And I said, but my God, it's so rare, and maybe it's a kind of sign, you know. We were literally out of breath from the start to the end. It was really tremendous to walk there too. So you could imagine that we were all out of breath.